This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It is so good to have this man here, Ben Urso. He and his lovely bride and the beautiful children survived Christmas. So before we talk the business of elder law,
yes,
what's it like being a young parent with all of those young children? I miss it. I really do.
It's really busy. Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy it. I do enjoy every day of it. It is very busy. It's definitely worthwhile. It makes working worthwhile. I mean, that's definitely cannot imagine my life without them. And I know that my wife thinks the same thing. So, yeah, I mean, everything was really good for Christmas. The kids probably got too many toys, but yeah, everything went well. But yeah, so it's busy every day, but it's definitely worth it. So.
Well, you know, the sad thing of it is, and I told you this moments ago, I'm like your grandfather here. It really isn't that long. It's 10-15 years max, and it's like they go from wearing PJs and eating Fruit Loops to putting makeup on or designer jeans and taking off in a car with a date, whatever, and you're sitting there basically looking for someone to eat the leftover ham.
Yeah, so. I've thought that. I think that, like, my daughter's only 4, she'll be 5, but I just think in just 10 years, like, I feel like just 10 years just happened, and in 10 years that she'll be starting high school, and I feel like she was just born, and it's hard to believe, and my son is right behind that. So.
Well, but here's a good example of what we do and why it's so important. Mm-hmm. How this stuff needs to be taken care of, because it will be here before you know it. And if you're that 40-year-old parent right now and you're driving down the street with a bunch of toys and car seats and you're listening to us, you need to pay attention too, because you'll be my age before you know it. So it's always good to plan ahead when it comes to this stuff. And I was looking at your website, jackbrownlaw.com, earlier, and I know Colleen's got some stuff on social media. Christine's done some stuff. You've got estate planning stuff coming up. So we just want to talk about the law firm here in the first segment, because you're ending a year, starting a new year. And if you're looking to start the new year off right by getting all the things you need in order when it comes to elder law, jackbrownlaw.com is the place.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so it's... no matter where you are in your situation right now, whether you're both very healthy, whether you're single or married, or whether you think you know of somebody, whether that's yourself or if you have a loved one that's in a situation where you think you might be needing a little more care in the future or assistance, that could just be at home. It just isn't a bad idea to come and meet. I just met with an individual yesterday on behalf of her father. And she just wanted to make sure, you know, her father, God bless him, he's a World War II veteran. He's, you know, he's in his mid-90s. She just wanted to make sure, you know, it's he's been healthy up until this point, like I said, thank God. But He might be needing a little more care at this point. He might need to be going either to having caregivers come into his home or possibly be going to a personal care or assisted living. And she just wanted to see, is there anything I can do at all within the law that would help to protect any amount of his assets, any amount that he would need skilled care at some point. And one thing I wanted to touch on today, which is a good segue to that, is gifting. And most people, there are a lot of misconceptions about gifting, especially since we're around the holidays right now. We just had Christmas that passed. A lot of people, especially grandparents, are looking to give some sort of gifts, usually monetary gifts of some kind, to their grandchildren or to their children. And everybody was always asking, is that okay? There's another big misconception out there that they've heard that, well, I can give away $17,000 per person per year, and I know that's fine, and I know if I do that, I don't have to file a federal gift tax return. I said, well, yes, technically that's correct, but I say that not all areas of the law treat gifts the same way. So if you're going to go and do that, that might be okay. Again, as long as you're healthy, as long as you know the ramifications, but if you're making that gift and then within the next 5 years, if you need suddenly, you know, long-term care, and if you find yourself in need of skilled care in a nursing home or at home, those gifts are not okay. So again, even though there might be, again, they're all well-meaning, whether you have a CPA or a financial advisor or even an attorney out there telling you, oh, it's okay, you can go ahead and, you know, if you have the means to do so, make that gift of whatever amount it is. But the number right now is like $17,000 per person per year, and I believe next year it's going to $18,000. Again, not all gifts are created equal, and not all areas of the law treat gifts in the same way. So even though one area of the law says, yes, that's okay, I can do that, and I don't have to file a federal gift tax return, Medicaid and, you know, with the Department of Human Services and long-term care law, they say, no, you cannot make those gifts. If you need Medicaid in the next 5 years, those gifts are not okay. And so again, nobody has a crystal ball, but the older that we get, it's more likely that any one of us are in that 5-year look back period for needing long-term care potentially, right? So, I mean, that just is a reality.
All right, so listen, it's always a good time to start the new year off by taking care of things that you're going to say in July, you know, I should have taken care of that to start the new year. You want to get a new will, you need power of attorney, all of this stuff. This is the best time of year to call, set up an appointment, get in there, and let them help you make these transactions become a reality. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, and Pompano Beach, in the brand new office, Bonita Springs, Florida, getting rave reviews. Their phone number is 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. So if you're thinking about, should I add or subtract when it comes to my will, you're wondering who should be your power of attorney, estate planning is on your mind, maybe you've had some ill health or you're the caregiver of someone who's suffering from ill health, and maybe this is the time that you need to start thinking about placement in some sort of facility, in nursing home, assisted living. All of our lines are open. Maybe you're thinking about gifting, doing something. You're wondering how to go about it. Call us right now. All of our lines are open. You get the free legal advice by plugging into this show every other Saturday at noon. It's Zachariah Brown. For my money, the best in the business. This is what they specialize in. Our number is 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. So if I would have been listening to this show, I would say to myself, or if I was riding somebody in the car, now, why do I have to have this, do this, if I want to gift my child, you know, my house, or I want to give him a new car, or I want to, why do I have to do that? So my question is, why is there specific ramifications when I want to gift my own blood, my biological child, my hard-earned money and what I've worked for?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, again, that's your house or your savings. And again, that's within your right. But again, if at some point in the future you want to avail yourself, or you need, I should say, most people, again, nobody wants to be in a nursing home and nobody wants to need skilled care. But at some point, again, nobody knows what's going to happen in any one of our futures. You might find yourself in that situation. So again, I just had a situation recently where a father, added some of his children to the deed to the house, which is fine. That's within his right. But I needed to make them know that, well, you know, if that father at some point needs skilled care in the next 5 years, that's going to be an issue, and they're going to penalize you for doing that. And again, it's at that point where people realize, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And it would be better to have a conversation in the first place to see, well, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about adding a son or daughter's name to the house. I'm thinking about gifting them some money. Is this okay? Or is there something down the road that's going to cause me problems, right? So again, anybody can do that at any point, right? I mean, we meet with a lot of grandparents who are wanting to help for good reason, to help pay for weddings for, you know, grandkids and that kind of thing, which I say that's great. I mean, that's well-meaning, but at the same time, unfortunately, like the Department of Human Services and Medicaid, they don't discriminate. So that's a gift. So you're gifting money by doing that. And again, you just have to be aware. And maybe once you're aware of those ramifications, you're okay with it. But maybe once you meet with us, you might take a step back and think, well, maybe that doesn't make as much sense as I thought in the first place.
Well, so, you know, listen, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow, and things can happen when you least expect it. But if it happens to someone my age, I have to make sure that everything needs to be where it needs to be. And especially if you're widowed or you're divorced, mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe you were never married. The bottom line is being a senior citizen is to the finish line. You've mm-hmm. got to have the T's crossed, the I's dotted. There's no room for error because that's the last stepping stone, and it's got to be done right, Ben.
Right, yeah. I mean, because like I said, the older you get, a lot of times you're on fixed incomes, as we like to say, right? And your assets become more fixed. So you're looking to see, what can I do? What can I do to maximize what I have in my income and that kind of thing? And again, I would just... still referencing the individual that I met with recently, even though they had a father that was in their mid-90s. And more than likely, again, it didn't make a lot of sense to do any type of pre-planning with a trust or that kind of thing. But a lot of people think, well, what can I do to protect assets? And are always thinking trust, trust, trust. And some of the times that does make sense. But a lot of times I'm saying, you can protect assets by being proactive now. And I said, well, why don't you set up your dad's house to minimize if he were to have a fall or to something were to happen like that, right? So like go around this house, and there are companies you can hire that are not a lot of money. I know the VA offers services like that that help individuals come in, and it'll help to make their house more handicap accessible, as I should say. And it's not a lot of times, it's not a lot of money. I mean, there are little things that can be done. Like even they sell these little rubber ramps that can go that helps. Like if there's a lip from a door coming outside to inside. I was just speaking with somebody with the VA recently, and they said, all we do is put this, you can buy them on Amazon. And it prevents those little things that cost maybe like $10 or $20 might prevent somebody from taking a fall going from outside to inside of their house. And that would then prevent needing long-term care, and that would save a lot of their money, right? These are a lot of things that we tell people a lot of times. These protect your assets. It's not just trust and that kind of thing, or there are other common sense things we'd like to say where, again, you can minimize where you would actually have a fall or have something happen to you where then you would be in need of skilled care. And again, that's another way to protect your assets. Yeah, a lot of people don't think of that.
I talk about this stuff all the time with Andy on the True Value Show. Mm-hmm. How there are simple things that you can do, even nightlights in your house that you've never thought of before in your life can make a world of difference. So mm-hmm. good stuff there, counselor. We're going to take a break. This is your chance. That legal advice is just a phone call away. Whatever is on your mind, wills, power of attorneys, estate planning, trust, gifting, all of that, that five-year look back, you've got a question about it. Or if you're the caregiver and you're starting the new year off questioning whether or not it's time for that next step, or maybe it's even you or your significant other, call us. Let us put your mind at ease and get you starting the new year off on the right foot. Number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Ben Urso from Zachariah Brown, ZachariahBrownLaw.com. Back with more in just a moment. All right, so if you need a babysitter, you know, I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
listen,
I know.
I got to tell you, I miss, and I know when you're in the middle of it, you and your beautiful wife, it's tough, it's stressful, but diaper bags, 2 o'clock feedings, and when they need you, they want you to be around. They call, where are you? Are you coming home? Because there'll be a day.
It is. It's nice. I was coming here today, and they're like, Daddy, where are you going? Daddy, where are you going? What are you going to do? And they'll put on the radio, and they can hear me and listen to me. Yeah. So.
You have a good daddy and a good mommy.
Yeah.
How many now again? Three?
Three, yeah. A four-year-old, a three-year-old, and a five-month-old. So, yeah.
Living the dream.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a lot, but it's good. Yeah,
so have you ever found yourself actually using a sippy cup?
Yeah.
For yourself?
No, not for myself, but yeah, normally not for myself, but a lot of times when they want to make me taste something in the first place or make sure it's working and that kind of thing. So I've drank from more sippy cups than I would care to.
But see, this is why you want these attorneys to take care of your parents and to take care of you. And I tell people, if you feel comfortable, if you've called the radio show and you want Ben or Colleen or Christine or Carl, you can call the law firm and say, I'd like to set up an appointment with Ben. I'd like to set up an appointment with James. I'd like to, you know, set up an appointment with whomever the host is. You can actually do that.
That's correct.
Their phone number is 724-942-6200. Okay, let's go to Henry up in New York. Henry, how are you? Welcome to KDKA.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say that all the things that you are saying, I definitely would advise your listeners to do about the trust and the different things to set up. This is just all happened to myself very recently. My dad had passed on December 16th,
mm-hmm.
but he was a very smart guy. He had a trust set up.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a assisted living, which was paid for. And his assets were divided into really three things. He had a pretty large stock portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
He had his house, which was paid for. And he had an IRA, and it's divided three ways between me, my brother, and sister. And it's called an inherited IRA, and it's going to be, maybe $50,000 that will be coming in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, what is your advice with the inherited IRA? I've been hearing different things. Should I take small withdrawals every year? Should I just let it sit and accrue interest? But it seems like I have to take it all out by the 10th year,
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and I do have to say as well, normally we can't provide financial advice like that because I'm not a financial advisor and I'm not a CPA. But I mean, normally what you're saying is correct. Yeah, so based on what's called the SECURE Act, again, anytime that you inherit an IRA, you would have to take it out within 10 years, by the end of the 10th year. That's correct. And you really don't have much of an option to do that. So there's based on different philosophies, depending on your financial advisor, I would encourage you to reach out to a CPA. Some people choose to take out, a little bit over those 10 years, like during each year. A lot of people choose to wait until the 10th year. That just really depends on your personal financial situation. So, but yeah, I would definitely, it normally makes sense to roll it over as it sounds like you've done. And then based on what your CPA suggests or an accountant, you would take it out over those 10 years, whether that's all at once at the end of the 10th year or a little bit every year. So, but it sounds like your father did everything the right way. It sounds like in his situation, a trust definitely benefited you and your two siblings. We try and encourage individuals, again, based on somebody's specific circumstances, to consider doing the same thing. So,
yeah. Okay. No, I kind of knew that my options were limited, but I thought maybe there was some other ways. But thank you for your advice. And I'm driving right now, and I'm just going to continue listening to your show. I really enjoy it.
Sounds good, sir. Thank you for the call.
All right, great stuff. Thanks. Let's go to Joe. Okay. Joe, you're on KDK. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I have a question about the Camp Lejeune. The dogs are going crazy. This isn't going to happen today. But thanks anyway. Sorry to take up your time.
No problem.
All right. I don't know. Show's gone to the dogs. What can
I
say?
And I will say before, I mean, I know what they were getting to, that we don't really deal in that area with the Camp Lejeune and those things going on there. There are specific types of attorneys who deal with those sort of areas, and you would want to reach out to one of them. So I know that they were calling about
so
that.
So I see this thing yesterday, mm-hmm. and I thought of Colleen, and I thought of your law firm. One of the things that I think we need to continue to tell, speaking of veterans, mm-hmm. there are so many things out there for veterans. If you're a vet and you're of that age where you're like me looking to that next step, you need to set up an appointment with your law firm.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's what I was just referring to earlier in the program. I mean, there are so many programs. I mean, it's really difficult to know about all of them. One I was talking about the last time I was on the air earlier November around Veterans Day, that the VA is now offering free VA healthcare to all surviving World War II veterans, which is a big deal. So again, and I actually was just very recently meeting with the child of a World War II veteran, he's in his mid-90s. And again, there are just not that many left. So again, if you are a World War II veteran, or if you know of a World War II veteran and you're not yet enrolled in VA healthcare, I would probably look into it, because it's as of November, I believe, 11th of this year, the VA has said that there's going to be free VA healthcare for any World War II veterans. And that's not something probably everybody knows about. And another thing I was talking about with the vets earlier, again, depending on your situation, a lot of times they will hire services who will come in and help to make your house more handicap accessible. They will do very practical, common sense things around your house that don't cost a lot of money, that minimize the risk that you're going to fall or experience some sort of accident in your home, which would then cause you to need long-term care. So these are things in the first place, like I was talking about, that help you just inherently there to minimize the chance that you get hurt. Again, that would minimize the chance that you're going to pay out of pocket for long-term care in the future.
So. Yeah, definitely. And what you need to do is just set up an appointment, see where you stand. That number is 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, Florida. And that office is doing really well.
It's doing really well. really well. It's growing very quickly. Yeah, so we're very happy with it, and we've a lot of good things are going on down there.
All right, listen, so whatever you need to talk about, whatever question, and if you are a veteran or you have a veteran you're taking care of and you're curious about what we're talking about or maybe have something totally different, you just need an answer right now, well, you can get it, even if it is the holiday weekend. We're open for business here until 1 o'clock. On this week's edition of Zachariah Brown's Law for the Elderly, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, gifting, five-year look back, all of that stuff we talk about each and every week. You all have individual stories and you have questions you need answered. We're just a phone call away, and you can call us right now. We've got room on the phone lines, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So, you know, Carl's now a grandfather. Mm-hmm. I see those family pictures. I just love the family. Yep. They're celebrating a very special day, he and his lovely bride.
So. That's right, yeah. So I was just going to mention it's a happy anniversary to Carl and to his wife, Gail. And I told him I would mention that today on the air and embarrass him about it. So, yeah.
So that's why you're here today, because usually it's Carl. But he said, you know, I better stay with my wife today.
That's right. Yeah, it's a particular day for Carl. Yeah, so that's it's very understandable.
Beautiful grandchild, great family. So happy anniversary to both of you. Now, we're going to go to the phones. But I want to remind everyone, they've got a lot of things happening about estate planning and other these seminars and info things that you can need. They're going to do webinars. It's going to be a great year. So ZachBrownLaw.com, you need to plug in, find out what they do. Very interactive. But you guys are going to be out and about doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to be out and about. So just make sure you're checking our website or following us on Facebook or to various social media sites. We have a lot of seminars and webinars coming up. We have a lot of webinars, particularly in the winter when people don't normally like to get out of the house. So again, you can just stay at home and sign up for one of our webinars. But we do have a couple I just want to mention. The next ones coming up are with attorney Colleen Brakovich. And the title of them is Becoming a Paid Caregiver for a Loved One. And there's two different dates when these are being offered. The first is on Wednesday, January 10th from 10 to 11 a.m. And that's at the Hampton Inn in Monroeville. The second one with the same title is being offered on Wednesday, January 31st from 11:30 to 12:30. And that's at the South Point Loft Center right down there in South Point in Canonsburg. So again, the same seminar in two different areas of Pittsburgh. The first one is on January 10th in Monroeville. The second one is on January 31st in South Point. So depending on where you live, if you are a caregiver, if you know somebody that's a caregiver, and again, it's very, very strenuous. Again, the topic of this one is becoming a paid caregiver for a loved one. So, and that's with Colleen Brakovich. But we have a lot more seminars and webinars being offered coming up in between that and after that. So again, just if you could just check our website at ZachBrownLaw.com. And there's a lot more coming up, some with me and a lot with the other attorneys as well.
All right, so if you want to get in here and get some legal advice, now's the time, 866-391-1020. Here is Mary. Mary, you're on KDK with attorney Ben Urso. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I have a bit of a predicament. I have children, adult children. I have switched and changed everything to where I'm basically covered, but I have a house. Mm-hmm. And my house, the problem is this. When I pass, I have two children that are on government programs for total disability mm-hmm. And different things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, if they get any part of this when I pass this house, that will hurt them. In fact, they could lose their benefits. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think it's right to give the other child who is able to take the house without having those problems mm-hmm. because it's not right for the other two to be cut out. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, well, I could do a transfer on death deed to the one child, but then that would leave her with all of the tax problems and everything else that goes with it. And if she were to sell it, she would be stuck with that burden and all of those tax problems. And then they would still not have their share. Mm-hmm. It would, in other words, I'm trying to figure out an equal way to cover something like this, since it's the only thing I have not taken care of and covered, and it's not something that is easily distributed.
Right.
And I don't want to sell it. I want to live here till the day I die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, what do you do with something like this?
Yeah, Mary, I would say, in my situation, I would say you actually have a very easy fix for somebody who works in our field. And I'm probably the attorney who probably deals with this more so than other attorneys. What you need, Mary, for your two kids is what's called a special needs trust. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you could set this up right in your will. So, and you could actually also set this up. Again, I would probably encourage in your will, you can actually, depending on your situation and, again, whether you're even looking to protect your house for long-term care, one of the easy things you could do is we would draft a new will for you, and in your will for your two children that are on disability, we would set up two different special needs trusts in your will for them, so that basically whenever you pass, your house could just go through, it would flow through your will, and then, again, assuming nobody was able to take care of it, your executor would just sell your house and distribute the proceeds evenly between your three kids. But the proceeds for your two kids that are disabled, they would go into a special needs trust for them. So again, they would receive the benefit of the money, but it wouldn't actually be owned by them legally. So again, it wouldn't kick them off their government benefits that they're receiving. But again, they would still have the benefit of receiving that money. And a trustee, there's a lot of ones out there that are great, but one we really recommend is Achieva. They're located right on the south side. They're known throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And they're really good at administering trust. And so we would draft the trust within your will. When you pass, the house would pass equally to your three kids once it's sold. And the proceeds for the two of them would go one-third into a special needs trust, one-third into a special needs trust, and one-third outright to your other child. So,
but then again, not knowing what the future brings, if next year, God forbid, I would have a stroke or some kind of disability myself and have to go into a nursing home,
right,
I would have nothing for them to latch on to as assets except my house.
Right.
Would the house then still be vulnerable if it was set up in a trust for what it, you're talking about?
Yeah, so it still would be vulnerable. And that's the other part of the conversation I would want to have with you is, well, we can do it that way. But again, if you do believe there could potentially be a need for long-term care in the future is what you're saying,
right,
we may want to look into possibly putting your house into a trust.
Okay.
And within that trust, we could set up potentially special needs trust for your two kids. So again, so it would be an irrevocable trust. So that would protect it.
That would take care of that.
Correct. That would protect in the event that you need a nursing home care or skilled care at some point in the future. And again, that the trust would own that house. And then when you pass, we could set up two trusts within a trust, which gets a little complicated.
Wow.
But we can yes. But again, it's a way to protect you now and to protect
there
your
is.
House. And then again, it would protect the money so that it would flow to those trusts whenever you pass. So your kids would still get the benefit of the money. It just wouldn't actually be in their name.
Let me also ask you, years and years ago when the children were babies, my husband and I did have a will, and it's out of date. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It would be a disaster right now.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have the will drawn up, which I have now,
yes.
But I want to change. Do I have to get a whole new will? Do I have to go through a whole new process? Or do you just take that existing will and change it?
In this day and age, we would just do an entirely new will, especially in your situation where you're going to need two special needs trusts drafted within your will. It would definitely be an entirely new will.
A whole new thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for that. That gave me some insight because for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what am I going to do to be fair.
Right. Yeah. So on Tuesday, I would say, Mary, if you want to call one of our offices, you could call anyone, but you could call, again, 724-942-6200. That's 724-942-6200. And you can ask to set up an appointment with Ben, and I can meet with you at one of our, I don't know where you live in the Pittsburgh area, but again, we have an office in McMurray down in Peters Township. We have another one in McKeesport, and then we have one up in Wexford. So,
724-942-6200. Thank you so much for the information. You have a wonderful new year.
Thank you, Mary. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Just a phone call.
Yes.
Gave her what she needed.
Yeah. Yeah, so all that, like, she was so concerned, she didn't even know a special needs trust existed. And a lot of people don't either. We get that a lot, where people, again, don't want to treat, if they have a disabled child, they don't want to treat the child differently, but they come and meet us and they feel like, well, there's nothing I can do. They're receiving Medicaid or SSI and they're going to get kicked off their government benefits, so I have to disinherit them. And you don't. There's something called a special needs trust, and that's the sole purpose of it, so they can still receive the benefit of the money. And again, but the money won't actually be in their name, and it won't kick them off their government benefits.
All right, let's go to Mindy in Freeport on KDK with your Pratt Pack. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I have a, I guess it's a general question, and maybe it's not a cookie cutter for everybody, but I've been given different advice regarding prepaying for a funeral for a loved one that's in a community right now. She's in independent living, but there's other levels of care within mm-hmm. that community that she can be moved to,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it, should the need arise that she would have to be moved into another level of care and we would be dealing with maneuvering around the long-term care laws,
mm-hmm.
Just trying to understand, we've been told it by one several individuals that it's better to use cash on hand to pay for, prepay for a funeral with your funeral director.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had other folks tell me that you should just assign, it'd be better just to assign life insurance policies or a life insurance policy to that funeral director.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with these long-term care laws, do you have a take on which route would be the best route to take in that case?
Yeah, so based on the long-term care law, we actually recommend both ways, and normally what we say, neither way is going to hurt or help you one way or the other. I mean, both of them will accomplish the same thing. So there isn't one that's really better than the other one. I normally recommend what is easiest for you to do and what would be easiest for the funeral home to facilitate, basically. So some funeral homes are willing to take on an assignment of a life insurance policy that already exists, which you're referring to, where you would basically irrevocably assign the ownership to a funeral home, again, which is for Medicaid purposes. Again, some funeral homes are willing to do that, others are not. If they're not willing to do that, then again, you may need to just use cash on hand, or depending on the size of the life insurance, again, you would want to meet with us first. It might make sense to cash out that life insurance and then use the cash to basically prepay for a funeral. So, but that also, that depends on, again, the face value, the cash value, and the death benefit to determine whether or not it makes sense to actually cash it out now, or like you were saying, to assign that to a funeral home. So, and that's something, again, you're not really, there isn't really a way that's generally better than the other one. It's usually just as what is easiest to do for the funeral home. So
I see. Yeah. Well, one question then with that in mind, as far as say if you had the cash to pay for the funeral and you went ahead and took care of that with cash, when mm-hmm. the time came upon passing of the individual, that life insurance policy that they have that has beneficiaries on that, mm-hmm. that money would go directly to the beneficiaries then, correct?
That's correct, yes. So it would go directly to the beneficiaries, and life insurance is one of the few things in Pennsylvania that does not owe inheritance tax. So again, a lot of times it's good to have life insurance if you can keep it. Like I said, it usually just depends on, again, what the face value is, what the current cash value is, and how different that is from the death benefit. So normally we recommend a lot of times if the death benefit is significantly more than the current cash value, it's generally a good idea to try and preserve it. But if they're usually around the same amount, like if the death benefit is usually around the same amount as the current cash value, it really a lot of times doesn't make much of a difference whether or not you cash it out now or keep it. So, but yeah, so what you were saying is, again, it would pass directly to the beneficiaries, and life insurance does not owe inheritance tax in Pennsylvania.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
I love those informed callers.
Yes, yeah. That was a very good call. Yeah, she's very informed. That was a very good question. Yeah.
Right, so. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, if you want to get in under the wire and get a question answered when it comes to elder law, Ben Urso, one more segment, and we have available lines. We've been picking up on the phone lines in the last couple of segments, so give us a call, 866-391-1020. Or you can give them a call and set up an appointment with them, Ben, or any of the attorneys, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. All right, let's talk to some of the younger people in the audience. And when I say younger, when you're talking elder law, late 40s, early 50s, what are some of the things they can be thinking about, or what can your law firm do for them, Ben Urso?
Yeah, a lot of what we do right now is for people that are my age, particularly that have younger kids, especially minors. One of the very easy things you want to do is just set up a will. I mean, again, I would normally encourage to set up wills and powers of attorney, but with a will, especially with having minor kids, you want to appoint what are called a guardian. You know, if God forbid you and your spouse were both to pass, you want somebody, what's called a guardian, appointed in your will. So who would basically take care of your kids? And again, who, what would happen with them when you passed? I would say that's really the most important thing you can do. And one thing that we encourage, especially for people that are my age or younger with minor kids, if something happens to the both of you, what you and your spouse really want to be in agreement about who's going to take care of those kids, basically, as long as they're minors. And so that's really the number one thing you can do is, again, even if you don't have, again, any money, it doesn't matter. We are not going to charge you a lot of money for a will. You really, really need to appoint guardians in your will, especially if you have minor kids, because if something happens to you. So I had a situation recently where I was talking to somebody, actually a grandmother for, a daughter. It was a grandmother and a daughter. They're raising the daughter's child, basically. And they were very concerned. The grandmother came to me. It's like, well, if God forbid something happens to my daughter, what am I going to do? I said, your daughter needs a will, and she needs to appoint you as a guardian in that will. So these are very, very simple things that don't cost a lot of money that you can do very quickly, have them set up usually within a week or two or less, that will really, really help you and give you some peace of mind, especially if you have minor kids.
So tell me, it's been in the news again of late. Cher is going to have to now conservatorship with Elijah Blue. We've seen it with Britney Spears. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, I mean, a conservatorship is really akin to something like a guardianship, where a court decides that this individual doesn't have the ability to basically manage their own finances.
And so is it kind of like a form of a power of attorney?
It is. Like a guardianship or a conservatorship is a form of a power of attorney that's appointed by a judge, basically. And then that person really doesn't have a choice. So like when you're setting up a power of attorney, like if you sign one, you're picking who you want to be in charge of your finances. That's not the case with a conservatorship or a guardianship. A judge is going to pick for you, and normally a lot of times you're not the one petitioning the court. Normally somebody else is petitioning the court, like in a case of a conservatorship or guardianship, saying, I don't believe this person can manage their own finances, and you need to pick somebody that can do it. And a lot of times there's a lot of friction where they have contested guardianships or conservatorships or that kind of thing, which is why you see them in the news a lot of times, where somebody's saying, I can do this, and somebody else is trying to come in and say, no, you can't, and then a judge is going to decide whether or not that's true or not, basically. So yeah.
All right, so let's talk gifting again before we go, because it is that time of year, and
yeah,
others are going to be celebrating their Christmas holiday as we move forward into January, and they're going to be thinking, what can I and what I cannot gift my grandchild or even my own children? So talk about gifting.
Yeah, I would just say a little bit, like I said, just be mindful of what you're doing. I mean, you don't want to be, again, depending on your means, you don't want to be writing large checks to grandkids or kids or that kind of thing. Definitely, if there are any significant gifts you think you want to be making, whether that's still for Christmas or a birthday coming up or for a wedding, it would be best to have a conversation with us first, just so you know, like, what is going to happen if something were to happen to you if you make that larger gift, right? I'm not talking about $100 or $200 there. I'm talking about, more, I would even say $500 or more a month. If you're looking to do something like that, $500 or more per person in a month, to more than one person, you would want to talk about what could the ramifications be of doing that. Again, I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying you want to be aware, if you're making these gifts, what's going to happen. And just one other thing I wanted to mention, I know I was talking earlier today about this upcoming caregiver seminar we have with Colleen Brackovich, two different dates. Once again, one is in Monroeville on January 10th, and the other one is in South Point on January 31st. I also just want to mention, for both of those seminars, they're both being offered virtually as well, and you can register for those on our website right now. So again, just if you can't make it in person to either one of those, you can attend virtually from your own home. So again, a lot of times, depending on the weather or if somebody can't drive, you don't, if you can't get to one in person, normally it's best to get there to one in person, because there's always a question and answer session. So if you're looking for any questions to be answered by Colleen or any one of us attorneys, it's usually best to go in person. But if you can't get there in person, both of them are being offered virtually. And again, you can sign up for those right now on our website. So I just wanted to mention that as well.
Well,
so.
Listen, one thing is for sure, you can't count on anything but the moment you're living in, and especially the older you get. And for some reason, as Mary, we all say, well, what happened if I have a stroke?
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about it, because mm-hmm. we're getting older, and that's mm-hmm. the stuff that kind of preoccupies your mind. But the great thing about what you do, you give people peace of mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we try. I mean, normally when we do meet with somebody, I mean, that's one of the things they say. They're like, I feel so much better. Like, after, I just feel so much better. Like, just knowing, like, what your options are. A lot of people are thinking the worst when they come in there. I like to say a lot of times, like, it's a doctor point, where a lot of times you might feel like there's something wrong or something, like, really going on. And a doctor might give you peace of mind, be like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. There's going to be an easy fix for it. That's kind of like how it is a lot of times when people come and see us. A lot of times people are really concerned a lot of times about something they already did or something. That's usually what it is. We're like, oh, I did this in the past, or I gave this money to my one son or daughter, they really needed it, and now I know I'm in a lot of trouble. And a lot of times we tell them it's not always that big of a deal, and there's normally a fix for it. I mean, so again, if you're out there thinking, oh, I already did something, I shouldn't have done it, come and talk to us. A lot of times, again, a lot of things can be taken care of. And so it's best to talk to us directly as opposed to talking to a friend or a neighbor or a barber or somebody like that and getting misinformation, because a lot of times advice that they got from an attorney doesn't always apply to everybody else. I mean, your situation is different from theirs. So again, if you're looking at your next door neighbor and you see that they have their house in a revocable trust, a lot of times that's not best for you. And that a trust might not be best for you at all. And there might be an entirely different course of action that might be better for you. So again, every person is different. So because we recommend a course of action to somebody, that doesn't mean that's what's best for you. And that's normally why it's best to come and meet with us in the first place to get advice directly from us, because your situation, I guarantee, is different from your next door neighbor or from your cousin or from your brother. So
yeah, you don't want to click on an app to get this stuff done. You actually need to go sit down and talk to an attorney.
Right. Correct. Yeah. Because like I said, a lot of times we were talking to Mary earlier in the program. You're not going to get advice from an online legal service if you've got two disabled children and you need to set up a special needs trust in your will. You're not going to get that kind of advice.
You and those children, your wife, family, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Rob.
And tell your brother I'm going to come out and see him.
You got it. I will do. Okay.
Central Catholic. Yep. Okay. Listen, McKeesport, his brother's the basketball coach.
Yes.
There. Yeah. McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, ZachBrownLaw.com. Have a great day, everybody. Happy New Year. David Balerato next with the news at 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.